USA Radio News with Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says it is dangerously cold.
When you have wind chills of minus 50 degrees, let's say, on average, it's very, very hard to talk. That air could actually freeze within the windpipe and down into the lungs. So they're telling people not to be outdoors and talking.
The record cold across the South has prompted the opening of emergency warming centers. Paul Stensrud has opened his church to the homeless in Jeffersontown, Kentucky.
It's a hand up, not a hand out, you know, but we're here to help them get to that next level, to get them off the streets.
Wind chills in parts of Kentucky hit minus 25. So far, 9 deaths are blamed on the weather. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A private sector jobs report beats expectations. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
ADP and Moody's Analytics reporting the companies added around 213,000 jobs this month, easily beating analysts' predictions of 178,000. Medium-sized businesses adding the most, 84,000 new jobs. Large businesses adding 66,000. Small business created 63,000. The services sector benefiting the most with 145,000 new positions.
The Senate Conference Committee has begun work on finding a deal on border security. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby is confident that they can work it out.
The president has increased his funding request based on the advice of our border security professionals on the ground. I hope we heed the guidance of these professionals.
Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy says people in his party are not making this a political issue.
We'll continue to support border security, but we're for smart border security.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The NFL and Maroon 5 are in the news ahead of the Super Bowl. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Maroon 5 will not be taking any questions before they take the stage for the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday. The NFL announced the band will not hold an annual news conference this year, instead replacing it with a cross-platform rollout. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell explains why.
When we have looked at how we do things around the Super Bowl, that includes press conferences, that includes announcements, we have all looked at how the world is changing. And for us, and particularly for our artists in this case, one of the things they really wanted to do is be able to use the new opportunities that we all have through social media and other platforms to be able to reach their fans directly, tease the show a little bit, make sure they understand the inside of what's happening. And I think both the NFL, Pepsi is our sponsor of that, and our artists are very excited about that. We think it's innovative, we think it's great for our fans, and we support that. And as we look forward to the future, there may be more changes like that.
The California Board of Parole has recommended Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten should be released early. She's serving a life prison term for her role in the Manson cult's 1969 killing spree. The decision now rests with the governor, whose predecessor twice denied the board's recommendation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.